So please turn to page 88 if you're not already there or in your mobile device. Today it's a pretty long epistle reading, and I'm going to focus on the first four lines where it says, "It is the God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels." We have enough time to do that this morning. So the context of this, obviously it's a longer letter, and Paul has a syllogism, an order of ideas, and he's saying that he, as an apostle of Christ, is not preaching his own message or trying to promote himself. He doesn't want people thinking of themselves as followers of any particular Christian teacher, be it Paul, be it Peter, be it Luther, be it Calvin, but rather we are all disciples and servants of Jesus Christ, our God and Savior. And the message and teaching of Paul and the other genuine apostles is from God. So I ordered my presentation today in a number of questions and answers to kind of give clarity here. So how is it that Paul and the other genuine apostles are not preaching themselves? Because, as Paul says, as God has shown in our hearts. God illumined and glorified the apostles, much like he did Moses many centuries before, when he appeared to him and spoke to him and gave him the law. And it says in the Old Testament that his face glowed. He glowed so much that he had to put a cover because the people couldn't even look at him. Likewise, again, Paul wrote, "It is the God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' who has shone in our hearts." How did this shining come to the apostles? This shining of light in the hearts of the apostles did not happen in the same way that it did at the original creation, when God spoke and there was light where there was darkness before. You remember when it says in Genesis, "And darkness was over the surface of the deep. Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." Not so in the case of the apostles. God did not simply say so and the light came into them. No, in their case, God himself became their light, because as it says, he shone in them in the face, or rather the person, of Christ. In other words, by means of Christ, because it is by means of Christ that the Father shone in the apostles and granted them the light, the illumination of what Paul again calls the knowledge of the glory of God. So when it says in the epistle reading, "It is the God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,'" he's saying God who created. It's the same God who said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So God is dealing with light. He also shone in us. But then he goes on, Paul says, to say it's a difference. Not created light. It's actually the Lord himself. In the person, it says in the face, or in the person of Christ. So what is meant by the knowledge of the glory of God? Paul is very specific here in saying not simply knowledge of God, but knowledge of the glory of God. This is to indicate that he is referring not to the essence or nature of God, which is wholly unknowable by us, but to God's uncreated energy and glory, which he allows us to experience. We sometimes also use the term knowledge of God, which in Greek is theognosia. And when we do, however, we we mean the knowledge that is knowable, namely God's uncreated energies, glory, kingdom, not his unknowable nature and essence. The true knowledge of the Father was granted to us because of the Son. He said it himself when praying to his Father, as recorded in the Gospel according to John. He says, "I have made your name known to these men." He was praying to his Father, to God. So it's Christ who made the Father known to us. And Christ also said, "I glorified you on earth," John 17. So what else does the knowledge of the glory of God refer to? The knowledge of the glory of God, refers to what we have been taught, the devil, what we have been taught to glorify as our God, namely the three persons of the Holy Trinity. God sent his Son, the Word, who is the light of the world, who became man, our Lord Jesus Christ, who illumined our hearts so that we could know The true glory and worship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God, three persons, the Holy Trinity. And see how Paul, too, preaches the theology and the one glory of the Holy Trinity. Regarding the Holy Spirit, he said earlier in this epistle, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and all of us with unveiled faces seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, this comes from the Lord the Spirit." Okay, 2 Corinthians 3. Regarding the Son, Paul says, "The light of the gospel of the glory of Christ," 2 Corinthians 4. And in today's reading, Paul says, "The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." So Paul also teaches the doctrine of the Holy Trinity, and that the glory of the knowledge of God also refers to the glory, when we say glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, that has been made known to us. What is meant by in the face of Christ? Like I said before, in the face of Christ means in the person of Christ. Actually, the Greek word for face is prosopon, which means both face, but also means person. So in this case, probably it means in the person of Christ. What is meant by treasure? Because Paul says we have this treasure in earthen vessels. So Paul calls this light of the knowledge of the glory of God a treasure. He said we have this treasure in earthen vessels. This light of knowledge is indeed a priceless treasure because it brings us heavenly blessings and eternal life. The Lord said it. "This," he said, "is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." So this knowledge of the glory of God is a treasure because it brings eternal life. And we sing about this in the hymn right after Holy Communion each Sunday. "We have seen the true light," and then clarifying what it is, "we have received the heavenly Spirit, we have found the true faith, worshiping the undivided Trinity, for this has saved us." And the rest of today's reading is an expansion of what "in earthen vessels" means, and it goes on, and we'll leave it maybe for next year when this time. Please stand.